Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week.
Hey, she in my head.
Aloha. Oh, I just noticed you got a Yoda Christmas shirt on.
Hey, it's the the 23rd, baby. We're switching seasons up in here. Yep.
Tis the season.
I'm saying let's skip the fall and go straight to Santa's draws. Not draws. Yeah. Dang.
You were going for Santa.
I was going for something fun, like a rhyme with Santa, and it said Santa's draws.
And draws came out.
I think he's a free. Santa be free balling is what I think.
Oh, definitely. Hey, you can't move that fast and have draws on.
Heck yeah. You get a wedgie.
Go ahead, Nick.
No, I was saying it's kind of whack. Never mind.
Give me that whackness. I need a whack attack.
Because I just thought about I was going to say, hey, do you think Santa Claus got holes in his drawers?
He'd be drawless. I'm really excited to. One of my favorite things is really the smell of Christmas.
Yeah.
I get that.
What automatically, when you smell it, says, this is Christmas?
You just know, it's like that, like a cinnamony, almost like just warmth. You can smell. I know it sounds weird, but you can smell the warmth in the air.
Yeah.
It smells warm in here. You can smell cold,
You can smell cold.
It's true.
It's a feeling. It overtakes you. Yeah. Yeah, there are distinct cold and seasonal smell.
Ooh. Let me see your best. Let me see your best cold. It's freezing out here. Ready, go. Ooh. Oh my god. Oh, that's good. Ooh, nice.
I got cold in here for a second.
Go, Pat. Go.
Oh, man, I get a shiver. I'm like,
ooh, I used to be breakdancing. Pat's like,
and then cold. I feel like if I tighten my whole body up. It's gonna warm me up for some
reason. Dude, that is the worst. I get stiff, sometimes, you can get real, it's so cold you can't move. You're like,
it's like you're in a tight sleeping bag with no sleeping bag.
Yeah. You tighten up. You turn into like a tight man. Okay. Yeah. Here's mine, Rick. Hold on, Nick.
The lips keep you warm.
Smoke break.
So they did. So that's what you get. I work at the steel mill. Up the street.
It's a no smoking building. So now you got to walk out to the smoking area.
I'd be stamping steel.
That's at the top of the road, and you have to walk a half a mile just to get there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you ready for this lunch break alarm?
Get lunch.
Got a food truck outside.
There's definitely food. And then you have a rap battle outside.
Yep. You have to.
Look at your shoes. Standing here looking dumb. Eating my crumbs. Like a bum. You're
starting to grow roots.
Yeah. I'm glad we were all on the same page on that.
That's real.
I hope whoever's... I'm not going to tell anybody who's listening what it was.
Nope.
Yeah. You got to think for yourself.
And then on top of that, you always a few cents short from getting that sandwich, you know what I mean? Because $1.26 yesterday. Now today it's $1.40, and so you only brought $1.26, thinking, "Oh, I'm going to get some lunch," and you still 20 some cents short. What do you do?
Sometimes you got to sacrifice lunch if you don't have any money.
This is what it is. Yeah.
Right.
Good question. Let's take a panel. What meal, if you can't afford to eat, which one would you prefer to skip? What meal throughout the day to you is probably not the most important?
Breakfast. I don't eat breakfast that much.
Yeah, I was going to say breakfast.
I would have to say breakfast is not essential for me. You know, it never really was. Breakfast was never I got to wake up and eat. I mean, it's just I'd prefer to wait to be hungry and have a good lunch.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to
you can also
drink a couple cups of
coffee.
I will say that.
You drink a couple cups of coffee. That's kind of like a breakfast. Truthfully.
Well, I don't really drink coffee. Like that.
Is it?
I don't know if coffee's a good thing.
Coffee's a body. For a lot of people, it drops the deuces.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Not for me. Makes me pee.
Does it?
Makes me urinate.
Yeah, it'll make me drop some deuce.
Really? Effect. You drink some coffee, you're like, excuse me, y'all gotta go take care of that.
Yeah. I mean, if you drink multiple cups, though, Pat.
Yeah, I drink 2 cups every
day. I do, too. I drink a lot.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Maybe my stomach says, nah, coffee, you ain't getting here.
I'm straight.
What's crazy is...
We're good.
6 years ago, I didn't drink coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably like eight or ten. Yeah.
Are you about to step, or you about to...
Step like your mama say.
That's what she says. Your mama says.
Zeta Phi. Zeta Phi?
Oh.
Alpha Chi.
Oh, I'm Alpha your guy.
Yeah. Alpha Chi. Oh, I'm your guy?
That's
who's guy? Who's guy?
Yeah,
who's guy? 3 plus 3.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Equals me.
Tear the house down with that, man. Easy.
You know... When you pledge, bro. You'd never be afraid, you.
Whore.
So what fraternity are you in, America? I pledge the allegiance to this flag.
Booyah.
Anybody else? Nobody?
That would be a fraternity I would join. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, straight up. That's a fraternity of men.
Yeah, the American fraternity of men. Sign me up.
You know, it's funny when you know, you think about, like, I love going to church. I'm not dissing it anyway, but yes. It's so funny the way that they talk about, like, the men's group.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Strong.
Like, us men. Just some men hanging out.
In a group.
Talking about God.
Being vulnerable.
Just vulnerability.
Yeah. It's a strong suit, man. You gotta be willing.
I like it. I just, you know
what I mean?
No matter how much, like, no matter how much I dive in to, you know, to being, you know, in my faith or whatever it is, I still can't bypass the corniness that comes with some of the, like, the churchness, you know, like. Yes,
100%.
Like, it is tubular, you know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense? Like. Like, so awesome. Like, we're awesome. Like,
well, there's still a lot of vibrato and a lot of machismo behind, you know, a good Christian man.
You know, is there? Tell me about it.
I think there's some competition there, man. I think sometimes it's like, who can be the most manliest of Christian men in the room? You know what I mean?
Well, what defines manly? Is it like, I can start a fire?
No. I feel it's like, hey, I think about you today, and I prayed extra hard because when I tap in with the Father, I'm really tapping.
Daddy.
I don't know about you, but when I tap in, I'm all in for God. You know, I just feel like there's that machismo about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm more tapped in than you are. You know what I'm saying? It's so.
You mean like you're hard God. You're hard.
Yeah. I'm hoard for gore. Hoard for gore. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that. No.
You go hoard for gore.
Let's pull the e-brake on that statement.
Well, you started.
Flip it around and switch it.
Yeah.
I tried a little Willy Wonka. I did my own.
I like
that. I don't remember it, but it worked. I don't know what I said.
Go back and listen.
With a little bit of chocolate.
Of course.
Yeah. No, I mean... I don't know. I just feel like maybe there's some competition, you know, in there sometimes. It's like you can't be a true man of God if you're not willing to go all the way in for him. You know what I mean? You can't go half. Can't go 3/4.
I think the Lord values my femininity. I think he says during prayer, he's like, Joe, I love that I can just talk to you.
Yeah.
You know? I say,
yeah.
It's part of who you made.
I'm with you. God knows who we are, so there's no reason to have to.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? I just feel like sometimes there's a bit of a front. You know what I mean?
Like to me,
not our men's group, but I'm just saying within a men's group in general. Like, there's
not ours. No, ours is great.
Competition
to me,
front to it. You know what I mean?
When I think of like Southern Christians, they all have guns, but to me, I think that God would be like, I prefer a bow and arrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think He's more of a let it fly, guy, you know?
I don't think
he's like a... I don't see angels going like, shh, shh,
yeah.
Boom, where are them demons at? I don't see it.
Angel, yeah, no angel gats. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think archery, a heavenly way to fight.
Agreed.
So I think I'm going to start... We should start wearing a quiver on our backs. Do you think we would need a license to be like someone rolls up on me? I say, "What, sir?"
I don't think so. I don't think. Whoa.
Excuse, hey, excuse me, sir. Sir, sir. What, say, say, I want, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Whatever it was, I
feel like I'm watching a 3D IMAX movie.
Can I put my hands?
See
down
that mean? Hey,
put my hands down now.
Nick, pull your gun on me. Pull your gun on me.
Ready?
Say, give me all your money.
Give me all your money.
What?
Okay, sorry.
I'll let it down. Fly.
I'm putting it down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, you can have my money.
How much more than
you can have my money?
Oh, you know, I love arrow will hurt.
I like how you.
Watch how I bring it back, Nick.
Yeah, I saw that. But you got to go full. You can't just come all the way in. You might slip.
Now, you guys, you get out of this neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you a longbow kind of guy?
I'm a medium, like I'm like five, like average kind of bow.
Yeah,
like,
medium-sized bow. Yeah,
a medium-sized like bow wanna, until it's time to get to business.
Yeah, you want at least like a 75-pound draw. You know what I mean? Just want to be able to rip it.
What I do is sometimes I go, and it gets,
gets lodged in.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's ready.
Hey, show me how you string a bow. Show me how you string a bow. Like, oh, you just you got to put a new string on that bow. Man. How you put it on there? Yeah.
Hold it right here.
Right. Yep. With the foot. Pull it. Okay. Oh, hey. Oh, my God. Oh, are you okay?
It's so cold now.
Oh, it's cold.
I think I'm dying.
And that thing jumped on me.
You got to use the foot. If you don't use the foot, are you really stringing it? Like, what are you doing?
You need some. You got to have that power in there, bro.
You got to have that power in there, man. Yeah.
So you don't go to a buffet without forks.
You don't. So you don't.
True.
I think you're onto something, man. Bring arrows.
Bro. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, imagine you're in the church and you look out and you just see a bunch of bowmen.
Just up front.
Ain't no one busting up in there shooting.
No. Like lined in the back, just
everybody's just hitting each other. Oh God, because we can't, because there's not enough space. Because you got to be completely. Watch out, Grandma.
There's no left flank. Yeah, there's no left flank. Yeah, you can't even flank.
I mean,
I think this is a good point. Hey, you know what I think we should do? I think we should show up. I think we should show up to church with a bow and a quiver.
You know, I'm gonna have a Peter Pan hat too, like
just ready to go, like with a feather. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Hither.
So I'm ready anytime.
Hey, oof. Yeah, bro. I think we should go for it. We should just show up.
Nick, we'd be driving. Someone drives. Nick, we gotta do it. We gotta do a drive by. Nick be driving. I'd be like,
hop out. Yeah, quickly.
You sit on the passenger door.
In succession, you got to be able to go. I think you got to squeeze off at least five within like a minute. Just, slow. Oh, deadly. Yeah. That's deadly, bro. That's deadly.
Watch this move.
You got to play the wind, too.
Watch this move.
Oh, you're wrapping it in? Oh, you're spinning it. Okay. Did you spin the arrow?
I did.
Like, oh, showing like
off. I'd already put four in his chest.
Just showing off.
I was like, hey.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a pencil.
Like a pencil.
He's just. What kind of tip are you putting on the arrow?
Shark tooth.
Okay. Because you want to penetrate, but you don't want it coming out either.
Serrated.
Yeah, you want it serrated. So when it comes out, it's going to do more damage if it comes out than if you were to keep it in.
I mean, those are all godly things.
Yeah. I'm going to test you real quick. If you get hit with an arrow, what's the first thing you do? What's the first thing you're doing?
Break it off.
Oh, no, I was quizzing Pat. I was quizzing Pat.
Joel. Oh, my bad.
Oh, man. I was going to see if Pat was up on his bow and arrow.
I mean, I've watched enough movies to know that you break it off.
Yeah.
But in reality, I go to the ER.
You got to snap it. And then you pull it from behind. Ah! You got to look at it.
Do you break it off?
Do you push it through?
No. You pull it. You pull it from the back. Don't push it through. You know what I mean?
I leave them in.
Yeah.
I leave them in.
You're going to keep it snubbed.
I leave it in. I let the skin heal over. I become stronger. Metal.
Yeah. That's it.
Just, you know, like I say, man, I'm part Arrowhead is what I tell people.
I'm going to break it off like they do in movies.
Hey, now, bro. Hey.
With the forearms.
Mostly Mexican, but definitely part Arrowhead.
I'm going to pull it from the back, and I'm going to look at it. Mm. Oh, they got me. Nah. I'm going to throw it. Like it didn't even, like it didn't harm me.
I wonder how much damage an arrow actually does.
I would say a lot. I would say it's definitely more devastating than a bullet. Like when you're shot with an arrow, you know you're shot with an arrow.
You know I think, well,
psychologically,
I do think.
I feel like it's
psychologically, it's got to be more
detrimental.
Pat.
Yeah.
Did Pat disappear on your screen?
No, he's here.
No, I got just a signal thing, but I see you, Nick.
Hello.
It's all right. We're still going.
Yeah, it has like an internet sign on my side. I just think that, I don't know. I think I could take five, I'm not that kind of guy.
I was about to say, if you had some armor on, maybe.
Goose, you're crazy. Get out of here. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know if your adrenaline's up. You might be able to handle a few. You know, you may be able to take five.
I would probably
take out a couple more guys.
I would do this, Nick. This is how I would run.
Diagonal, yeah. You got
a zigzag. Diagonal.
You got a serpentine. I meant to say serpentine. Diagonal.
I mean, if it hits you, it's hitting you in the arm.
It's skimming me.
Yeah. It's because you could take a flesh wound. You could take a cross. You know what I mean?
True.
And keep pushing.
It's true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Or
even if you take one to the arm, guess what? You're still mobile. Yeah. Right? It's only going in about an inch. You know what I mean? You got nice muscles out there. You got
an arrow. Complex. An arrow can't go through bone, right?
It could, depending on the tip. You know what I mean?
Well, I think if you made the arrow a bone tip arrow.
Yeah, yeah. You're going bone for bone.
Hey, bone penetrate bone straight up. There ain't no lie about that. Hey,
hey, put that on the marrow.
Bone to bone.
Put that.
Bone penetrate bone.
Hey, put that on a marrow. You know what I'm saying? 600 to the bone on that one.
Unless it's swords.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Look at Pat. Look at Pat on my screen. Look.
What is it? Am I frozen?
You look like some villain. No, you look like you're made of like melting wax. No, you're back now. Whoa, no,
real.
Keep going.
Easy.
All right, dude, so open this bag, girl, up. Let's roll.
All right,
roll.
Welcome back to your favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday, and this is the podcast. With me, as always, is Joel Reyes and Patrick Price. What's up, fellas? Start with Joel. How's it going, man? How's your day?
It's been an okay day. Yeah, it wasn't eventful. Wasn't bad.
Not bad.
I had a fun time for the most part. I started Uber eating.
Nice.
Mm. It's kind of fun, man. You know, I enjoy it. I enjoy parts of it. You get to... I think people, it's weird though, because I think people ain't trying to hear my shoot. Like, I'd be like, oh, hey, how are you? They're all, thank you very much. I'm like, what's your day like? Thank you very much. Have a great day. I'm like, dang, I'm trying to get that tip.
Yeah, all business.
Thought about, I'm going to start putting like little funny notes like in them all. Like, don't eat this, you know, or something stupid, like something funny, like funny food jokes. Dang, that would separate me from the rest.
There you go.
That would.
Can you imagine TikToks? Like, today I received my Uber Eats, and I opened it to find the funniest little character. And I got to tell you guys, recommend Joel. He's a 5-star deliverer.
Every time. Do it, bro.
You know, we can, like, maybe just... But then they'll think, why did he put his hands in our bag?
I don't think so.
Yeah, just put it on the outside of the bag.
Because guess
outside.
What? Because guess what? People got to put their hands in their bag.
Sticky notes.
Put food in the bag anyway.
Sticky notes and a stapler. Game on.
I bet if I put a bunch of dad jokes like in different bags.
There you go.
Yeah. I think there's a possibility that people could be like,
dad joke.
$10 tip.
I'd give you one.
That's horrid right there. Give me one.
A good joke. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing it at you. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. I'm ready. All ears. All headphones.
All right.
You said you had one.
No, I was saying like if you were to
give him a good joke, he's throwing money at
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that I would read my
joke. But if you want one, I always keep one in the chamber just in case.
Right. Go ahead.
What do you name a guy who lost his car keys?
Tell me.
Carlos.
Oh. Carlos. Where do guys with one leg eat?
You got me.
IHOP.
Hey now.
I got no choice.
Patrick, what do you call a man with a rubber toe?
Oh, God. Get out of here.
I don't know.
Gross.
Roberto.
Nick's favorite joke set up.
I told you.
What do you call a girl with one black eye? Or two black guys. Nothing. She already been told twice.
I would never. Oh, wow.
So you said that one time.
I said that was my uncle's favorite joke. And I was ashamed when
Uncle Schmunkle. Uncle Schmunkle. I know.
Uncle gets you in trouble. Uncle gets you in trouble.
I was trying to keep that in the annals of podcast.
Damn, what kind of uncles you got?
You know what I mean?
Uncles don't get you in trouble.
You uncles do annals too?
Dang.
Not mine.
Mine. Old Roberto. Roberto.
Me tío Roberto.
You know.
Old Roberto.
Roberto.
So let me say, man, this
question. Tell a joke one time. I'm ashamed.
So.
Yeah.
I was in the car the other day. We were talking. We were just bullcrapping. Like, I love you, Esther. Good night, sweet face. See you in the morning. What are you doing?
Who are we saying goodnight to?
Asher. He went to sleep. Look over, and Joel's armpits are like this weird brown. Like, your armpit hair is not black.
Is it?
It's weird. I thought you had, like, tarantulas
like
in there.
Like, white brown?
Yeah, like tarantula skin, like fur.
Does he dye his armpit hair?
He does dye his armpit hair just for women.
Yeah.
He should replace that. He should replace his armpit hair with that sweet abuelan, because I'm telling you, there's nothing
at grandma's front
world like a sweet abuelan front.
Those are good. So I was thinking, I was like, man, I was driving and we were driving. I accidentally hit the horn. And this dude was like, people get so pissed, right? I don't think I get mad. I think I respond. I'm going. Oh my God. You know, like, yeah. I just respond in some dramatic way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But man, I was thinking, and after I saw that, I was telling Nick too, I started thinking about, I used to own this tracer. Like, it was like a Mercury tracer or something like that, right? Mm. And somehow the wires got crossed up to whenever I hit the brake, it would freaking honk. It'd be like, everybody, bro. So everybody would be so pissed, and I would just be like,
"Was this in North Carolina?
What's going on?"
Yeah, it was in Kannapolis. I remember it called Kannapolis. Yeah. Oh, we bought it from a cousin, you know. And it was just like, it was fine for a while, and then all of a sudden, it just switched somehow, bro. And people get so mad, man. And I don't even like, you don't even know how to respond. You just start looking around, like it's like when you fart and you don't want people to know.
Yeah.
You're literally like, you start cussing too. What are you honking at?
What's going on?
It is easily one of the worst like experiences I had with a car. Like, can you think of any time that maybe you had something like that?
I had
anybody?
I had one where I was driving down 85, and I think I was supposed to get on 45 going to work one morning, and somebody was blocking me. I couldn't get off, and I got so pissed, and I punched the steering wheel. And my horn stuck. And I pulled off. I pulled over to the side of the road, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And I'm sitting on my steering wheel trying to pull, and it finally clicked.
What are you
going to
pull?
where the airbag goes in was like tucked in and stuff.
Dude, thank God you didn't bust the airbag on your face.
I'd have been bad. That'd have been horrible. Yeah.
That would be something that I would love to see. You're so mad,
dude.
You socked the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now, here's the thing. Like, my horn didn't go off, but...
That's funny, Pat.
When I would hit the brake... I don't know. Y'all, I don't think y'all remember when I had my dad's truck, but he had an old, like...
The red one?
Era. No. It wasn't even painted. It was primed.
Dang.
But I had bought it for, like, $700, and then this is what I had when I first got to Campbell. But there were times I would hit the brake, and it would cause the windshield wiper fluid to squirt out.
Nice.
It would just shoot out. You know what I mean? So it's not as bad as the horn, but it was still pretty bad because I had to keep refilling. I had to keep refilling the antifreeze.
The windshield. I would just leave it empty. I'd be like, bump that.
It kept squirting out. You know what I mean? So
you can't even like you can't even pretend that the horn's not you when you're by, and there's only a couple cars. It's like you know, you can't be like, you did, what are you doing? And they're like, what, bro? Like, you got to pretend like somebody.
It's somebody else. Yeah.
You ever actually so embarrassing. Hit it and be like, sorry, that was me.
Yeah. Dude, 100 times. That's what made me think of it today. I was like, man, I remember always apologizing. Sometimes I would just run red lights, like, screw it. I'd take a ticket over that. The cop pulls me over. He's like, woo. I'm like,
listen, my favorite. I get arrested for aggressive honking.
Yeah. He's going to be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not. That's why I ran the light. He would say, you get out of here. You're good. I understand.
Yeah. The Joel car story was the, I don't know if it was an Oldsmobile or what it was.
Oh, the big one?
We would get in it and Chrysler. We would drive, and it was just
huge.
It was like you're on waves.
That thing was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. That's the biggest thing I ever drove.
What was your first car, Joel?
That was it.
That was it? The yacht.
The Buick LeSabre.
What was your first car, Nick?
Oh, the van, but remember my dad wrecked it.
Oh, Nick's first car was the Buick LeSabre. We all used to cruise together all the time.
Basically, his car was my car.
Dude, I cannot, like, we made that thing so fun. It was in, remember we put it in the, Powder Puff game.
We did.
I hit in the trunk.
Yep.
I hid in the trunk, dressed like an aggressive black woman who was fighting for her rights.
That's it. Yeah.
And I was red, had an afro on. Like, I don't know whose dress that was.
Did you win the homecoming?
He should. Let's talk about it. So I get out. You know, I have a whole choreographed dance. I got five guards.
We hit it.
The house down.
I remember this vividly.
Yeah, because David gets out. He's got a, David wore a suit for me.
Yeah.
He pulls up real slow, gets out of the Buick LeSabre.
I pop the like, To give context to what we're talking about,
is the Powder Puff game.
Yeah, but our high school field had a big track around, like most high school fields. Mm-hmm. And they came in the back corner. It drove all the way slow. Nice and slow. Down the far sideline, around the end zone, and then come up to the home stands.
Yep. So I'm in the trunk. I'm like, this is great. I'll be in the trunk.
Yeah.
Dave gets up there, pulls up, gets out, has like a wire connected down into his shirt, pretends like he's getting a phone call. So like, not a phone call, but a confirmation. Like,
package.
All right, yep. He goes, Roger that, you know. Opens the trunk, looks around a little, looks around at the trunk, pops it open, nothing's happening. What's in there? What is it?
Surprise.
It's me.
Surprise.
I popped out. All the guards came, we all got in formation, dance, boom, boom. Didn't forget what song? Remember the song we used?
Who knows? It was something.
But it was really fun. Then here's the thing, and then what's his name? Was right behind me. Sheets was right behind me.
Yeah.
And our applause blend together, and somehow it goes that way, which I can test it to this day.
I would. But
I'll take a loss. I'll take it.
He just had like a blonde wig and a dress, like a prom.
Correct.
Song, right?
Correct.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No circumstance. No dance.
But we're all pomp, baby. I don't think we ever did anything without pomp.
We practiced that choreograph for weeks.
That we did, there was something associated. If I was getting in trouble, it was going to be a big performance. Like, it had to be something was going to happen.
Yeah. We were like, what can we do that nobody else is doing?
That's why we did it.
I mean, you think about the talent show controversy. You know what I mean? As the first rappers at South Rowan, man.
Pat was the first boy bander.
He was.
Tank top. I remember seeing this all. Remember the video? Weren't you part of that group?
Yeah, no, Kevin. Not that one.
What one were you part of?
I was part of the group when all of us were part of it.
Yeah, we were a strong boy band.
Just singing O Town every day.
Remember the name of our band? Mixed Nuts.
Mixed Nuts. Yep.
Bag of Tricks.
Bag of Tricks.
Oh, I'm Trixie. I'm Lixie.
I actually remember our band name, believe it or not, because I remember doing a logo for it. Just Us Five.
Oh, man.
And I remember I sat for weeks and was just drawing out a logo.
It was us three, Patrick Hall, and
Kevin.
Kevin Young.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Wow. That was definitely a band of bands. That's more like we look more like a Brainiacs team. We're competing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
At the national,
it was like a debate club than a boy band. You
know what I mean? Yeah, we did not. And Patrick had a freaking talk like this when he was 15, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it was tough. I mean, they're like, who's the toddler in y'all's group? Oh, he's a man.
I was gonna say who made the executive decision for Patrick Hall to be a part of that. I think it just happened.
It's a fake name if you're listening.
I think it just happened. I think it's just one of those things like, oh, another member, and he just happened to be there. And we're like,
I mean, we can sit here and ask questions all day, but he's the one that makes the most money from the music industry.
I'm not gonna go down that path. I know a lot about what happened there.
Yeah,
because that is not the case anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
There is.
Yeah.
There's allegations. Bleep out the name and I'll talk about it. Yeah, there are allegations of like.
No, don't talk about allegations.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part. Mm-hmm. I just saw him when we did trivia.
Me too, but that's when he told me all about it. Yeah. He said, because I think he assumed that I knew something and I didn't. He's, I don't know what you heard. I don't know what you heard, man, but. They try to put stuff on me. And I'm like, people don't usually put stuff on people that isn't theirs, when it's something like that. Like,
true.
I mean, it happens, but and to be honest, man, like, if I was watching Chris Hansen and Homeboy walked out, I'd be like, oh, not surprised.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. You freaking got it.
Like, I know it sounds bad, but it would be like, dang, of all the people, I get it.
Yeah.
What do you say? Ah, that's tough. That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what are you doing here?
Yeah, dude, I would never be in that situation. But that would be
a coffee.
I see you. You brought pizza. What were you planning on doing with that pizza?
Oh, nothing. I was just coming to check on her.
Do me a favor. Empty out your pockets and put them on the counter. You've got condoms, man. What were you doing?
Man.
What was your plan with the condoms and the pizza?
He's all, you got conchas.
You got conchas.
What is that?
Were you going to have
dinner? What were you going to do? What were you going to do with these conchas?
You were planning on having dinner and a little dessert? I mean, help me out here.
You do realize she's not Mexican. You didn't think about that, did you?
nothing to do with age.
Yeah.
I mean, you're here to eat conchas. But
with a white girl?
She's not Mexican.
With a white girl.
What do we do?
This is a cover, okay?
You know what I mean?
She's not Mexican.
Can I just go, man?
No, she's not Mexican. I should have brought cookies.
Nobody brings conchas to a white girl.
I love how he tells me he can leave, but not until, you're free to leave. But I've got questions.
There's no way in their mind that they think, dude, there's no way they think that there's not a cop on the other side of the door.
For sure.
There's no way they're like, oh, I'm free. Cool. Dang. Like, this was just, because they say everything like this, like, I'll never do this again. Learned so much. God, sir, thank you, sir. Please, sir. Good job.
He said, why are you here? I'm an idiot.
I thought she was Mexican, sir.
I'm stupid. I saw conscience and I thought, oh, she must be a Mexican.
Her name was Maria, but I didn't know it was Maria Smith. Caught me off guard.
Well, if you don't want to answer any more questions, you're more than welcome to walk right on out that front door.
Have a walk. See who's out there.
Sir, is there a cop outside? I don't know. There could be.
That's if for he me is, to know and you to find out.
Don't
you
run.
You won't know until you walk out
there's
that
not door. A, there's not a cop. Right, there is a taser.
Yeah, what do we got? What do we got? We got our Mexican treat of the week.
We got our Bimbo Bear. He's back.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bimbo.
That big. Is that one in your hand?
Yeah, this is one.
A whole one.
What?
This is a concha. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what we refer to in our culture as a Mexican Bagel? Sweet bread.
Before you bite into that one, right? Last week was a humdinger. It was a home run.
What was last week's?
You put it in your panchadules or whatever it was.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You put that in your top two. You said it was number two. So the conchas got a lot to live up to.
I got a lot of fear here. I got
a lot of pressure on the concha today.
Because let's talk about this. So being somebody who's grown up eating conchas, usually from a pandaria, which is a Mexican bakery, I realized that these conchas don't look the same, right? And if you look at the bottom, we got a little bit of a dusting. This is like, you know, the flour dusting. It seems to be more of a, almost like a Hawaiian roll.
Yeah.
Or something. And it's layered with this delicious sugar. But let's have a bite.
Eat it. It's a good bite. It's a strong bite. What do we got? Talk about it.
It's got a footy smell.
Good, not great. Good, not great.
Okay. It's got a sweet smell, but because it was in that bag, it's kind of got a foot behind it. Like,
it's got a kick spot with their toes.
Like it's kicking me in the mouth.
Like it's got a bit of a kick to it.
So,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think maybe said concha needs to be dipped or something.
Could be. Sometimes dipping it just makes a difference. You know what I mean?
I got a little Diet Coke.
You know, dipping in some Diet Coke? You give it a diet dip? Okay. All right, a little dip. Okay, okay. He's dipping it.
Okay. It's better for me now. It's a Diet Concha.
It is a diet concha, yeah.
True statement.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Worse, better?
Not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good. Man, we're back to the bottom of the totem pole with the with the bimbo.
Can't win them all. Can't win them all.
I got to say that this is probably one I will not. I love a good concha. That's the thing. Yeah. I came into this.
Yeah.
I hope so, but this one's not that good.
There's actually a fantastic one in Gastonia. I mean, there's not a lot in Gastonia, but there's a really good concha spot.
Gastonia always has like hidden gems, like one or two hidden gems.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things that aren't hidden in Gastonia. You don't want to see
criminals.
Criminals, prostitutes.
Yeah.
Oh, check this out. So I was looking at the news, right?
Even during the day. Yeah, go ahead.
I was watching the news. I'm trying to remember what town it is. I think it's somewhere maybe in Oregon. I don't know for sure. But so they're saying how the homeless community has blown up, right? It's skyrocketed. Yeah. But they're getting so brazen now. Like they'll just put a homeless place in the middle of a super busy street, just like a tent right there.
Yeah.
And the police in that state, the police don't arrest them for squatting and stuff. They can just like plan up anywhere.
Dang.
So all of a sudden, they started doing this like a shanty town, bro. You end up with like a bunch of like tents, brothels, like where they would have prostituting the tents, like where they would do it in there. And then they had like drinks set up that you could buy, Nick. So it was just like it was a tent town, and people were complaining about the sex smell in the air, and they're like, we can't handle that. Sex kind of has a weird smell.
There's a very wafty effervescence to it. Yeah,
I don't think there's a lot of it, which I'm not around.
Yeah, if you smell. if someone's been slapping thighs together, you know, and you come by, they've been in there for it all day,
yeah,
it's gonna smell. I'm probably gonna ask you, hey, let's go talk. Can we talk outside?
Yeah,
right.
Because it smells like kind of. It's just not like coochie and booty and
just unclean
and.
Yeah,
and if you just keep recycling the juices, it just gets. It's just you can't. I mean, you think about this. Yes, this stank.
It is mad bad.
Okay, speaking of stank, I have a little trick for you guys. I saw this doctor. Sorry. So she said, "How do you know?" She says, "How do you know? How do you know if your breath stinks? Right? Can you smell it? Like, how do you know, Nick? Here's a breath test.
Okay.
Okay. You lick your arm right here." Right, so you lick it.
Okay.
You let it dry. You smell it. And if it stinks, that's what your breath be smelling like. So if it don't, mine don't have much of smell. So I'm happy with that.
Mine doesn't really have much.
So that's how you do a breath test. You gotta let it dry.
Yeah.
Then
like cologne.
Go back and see, what's that smell like?
No, mine's normal.
Yeah. I imagine smelling it and you're just like, whoa.
So people at home
whacking yourself, y'all. Oh, it is me.
I need to go brush my mouth. I gotta go brush my whole mouth.
About that shantytown, dude. Like, what do you do? It's like in the middle of a super popular city. Like, how do you? I mean, the police just stand out there. They had to kind of shut it down because, like, yeah. I say, all the sexy smell in there.
Oof. First of all, man, that is a bubbling brew in a city. In the summertime. Oof. Man. Yeah, they're gonna have to shut that down, man. You know what I mean? Because eventually they're gonna have to get, city sanitation involved. You know what I mean? That's big bucks.
Oh, Denver. That's where it is. Denver.
That checks out.
That's great. And that's real. This is like 6 days ago, so we're talking like for real. They said the pop up speakeasy, which features lounge chairs. And we're talking outside, so you have a tent, lounge chairs, and then you got like bar. See this?
Freaking wow. Pop up brothel. Holy smokes!
Then you got like coochie blasters over here, and then officials have received numerous complaints about the encampment blocking the sidewalk, forcing pedestrians to walk in the street. There's rugs, tables. Look at this selection of alcohol. They even got top shelf. Outside. It's outside.
That's insane.
Well, I mean, I figured they got to do something ever since they lost Peyton Manning. So, I mean, you know, what else are they going to do?
Look at this.
Wow.
Are y'all trying to... You just can't... I mean, how does that... How can you just pop up anywhere and just live?
Man, that's an old Western saloon situation right there, man.
It is. That's what they're trying to do, but no coverage.
Yeah. Who needs one? Who needs one? Right? How else are you going to get the smell of sex out of there?
Mmm.
That's wild.
The old sultry sex smell stinking up out of there.
That's disgusting.
Ugh.
If you ever bottled that, I would grow up.
Some people would buy it. That's the sad part. Like,
that's gross.
If you bottled up sex, people would buy it. In 2023, I 100% believe that. You know what I mean?
People be buying that scent?
People be buying up the sex scent, man. You know what I mean? You got those lonely 36-year-olds that still live with their mom, right? When people come over.
They're spraying it in their sheets and on their bed.
Right? So guess what? When somebody walks in, they're like, sorry about that smell. I just got it in. I just got it on with my girl.
My bad. Nick, they're all spraying it on their neck.
Yeah.
They're all walking.
Yeah.
Someone's like, what's that smell? I'm sorry. It's me.
I'm having all this sex.
I just left my sex home.
Sex. Dude, have you guys seen that pheromone cologne that's like all over Instagram?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You believe it?
I don't.
Yeah, man.
I mean, how does it distinguish between males and females?
I don't know.
What if you got it on, Nick? You spray yourself down with Black Panther juice.
Yeah.
I walk by, I catch a whiff. I am a little bit feminine, so maybe I got estrogen in me.
Well, cause you know
I'm activated. You activate me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's say I'm turned on now.
You hit that on button.
I'm walking by. You're all, Joel, check this out. These pheromones. I'm like, Shimon. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm activated now, drawn into you because I cry at certain movies. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little bit there. What do we do then? I'm like.
First of all, you got to understand, it works 66% of the time, none of the time. There's a strong guarantee that, hey, whoever I attract is whoever I attract.
What if you grab me and suck me in?
Yeah.
It's your fault. That was the right word.
You blame me?
I blame you.
For smelling you?
Yeah. It's your fault.
Wow. You know what? I would never do that.
Because it's clearly not my fault if I'm letting all
you're
this happen.
You know, you're a blamer. You're a blamer.
I mean, would you be the instigator, Nick, since you put the pheromones on?
Listen.
Yeah, he would be. He's a blamer.
Here's the thing, right? Once I put the pheromones on and they do what they do, it's on you guys. Right, you could say no. Yeah. You could smell my pheromones. You're like, man, I'm attracted, but you know, I'm gonna keep it cool. But if you
how that, could I? How? Because you grab me, suck me in.
Yeah.
Suck me.
Yeah.
What?
It's on you. There's a lot of sucking going on here.
Man. You're gay.
You know what?
You are gay.
You gay. You are gay, man. We're talking about fighting. We're talking about sucking somebody in the wrestling. You talking about?
You talk about
gay
sucking in general. I mean, he wants to be out in Denver at the old speakeasy.
Pat is this month's special on the saloon. That's right, folks. Find me in tent number 6.
Hey.
I'll be dressed like a
I'll be there in November 8th through the 14th.
Yeah. And you better bring
a three shows a day.
Top show of Henny.
Top show Henny. So, hey, I'm going to drink the finest of Hennies.
Yeah.
Dad, you have zero respect for people.
I hear your adult dad's conversation.
$242. This shit is 70.
Whoa.
Are you eating tortillas and coffee? No.
Don't worry about whatever.
Is that, what kind of treat is
don't
that?
Worry, don't worry about whatever.
Midnight Mexican snack.
Tortillas and coffee.
Hey, is that corn? We have earned Joel on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Joel, did your dad go cafe con tortilla?
He did. He said, nothing better than coffee.
He's like, New Orleans can kiss my ass.
Yeah, tortilla.
Why do I see your dad sitting there with a whole tortilla?
Drinking, wrapped up.
Coffee de negro. You know what I mean?
It's all dripping.
I got to mention, Pat, if you've never gone to breakfast with Earn Dog, you're missing out, man. I'm telling you.
All right, me too.
I've had the opportunity to join Earn Dog for breakfast twice this year, and it never lets me down. And the funny part is, like, we go to Famous Toastery yesterday. So I was just saying, like, hey, Joel, like, you know, this reminds me of my granddad. We would go places to fancy restaurants, and he would just order oatmeal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my treat, granddad, let's go out. Let's have something to eat. And he's like, yeah, I'll have the oatmeal. And as soon as I said that, whose dad immediately orders oatmeal?
My dad.
Who is his dad? Oh,
dude, man. It's every time it's funny about when he goes like this. He eats like in sections and he eats it all, like each piece. Like, start with the eggs. He'll be like,
cutting it. Well, I see. I do that sometimes.
And then listen, it's like, eats all the eggs. Mm-hmm. Goes to the potatoes.
Yeah. We just sample everything. Bacon.
Well, just bacon shit. I say, let me have your bacon. No. Okay. Then he orders one waffle.
Yeah.
Gets this big Belgian waffle. Mm-hmm. He's like, what you do is you smother it in butter and just
lather it up.
Like, when I tell you, it is lather. It's like a whole nother waffle on top of it of butter.
Yeah.
And then he adds like syrup. And tons of it. Mixes it around on top of it, and it's like, never better.
Never better. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the funny part was, like, he asked me and Joel to call the waitress over. You know what I mean? Like, he could have done it. But he's like, hey, my waitress comes back by. Could you get it for me? And I'm thinking, right? She's closer to you
than she is. Said, hey, garçona. said, hey, Garsonia,
come on. Yeah.
Yep. It didn't work.
Didn't work. No. It's just, oh, man. It's a treat. It's a treat to go and eat.
That place sucks, man. Like, my sausage had, when I tell you, man, I swear it was water fried. Like,
it looked crazy.
they just put it in a hot, in like a bathtub until it turned gray. And then someone took a lighter and caramelized the bottom and flipped it over. It was the worst sausage I've ever had.
Hey, Pat, like, Joel got that airplane sausage. That's what Joel got. You know what I mean?
Dude, it was the worst sausage ever. And then I promise, my French toast was just toast. It was not French at all.
Yeah,
it was like there was no egg on it, bro.
Charlotte?
Right here in Concord. I mean, I'm gonna give them the business, man. The Famous Toastery is famous because they suck egg.
Oh, it's called the Famous Toastery?
Yeah, there's a lie.
Yeah.
They need to drop the famous part and just call it the Toastery.
You want me to tell you a good place to eat lunch? Oh, what's that place called? I don't have to look it up.
Thanks for the advice.
It's like the girls'
it's
kitchen
called,
or something like that.
It's
in downtown. Hey, Pat, you're the worst.
I had it in my head, and then I just lost it.
Man, let me tell you about
I had made the decision to bring it up.
You
got to remember, my brain goes, like, I have to think about it and then say it real quick, or else if I think of something, and I'm like, I'm going to talk about it, by the time it gets to where I talk about it, it's gone. Lost.
Yeah, understandable.
It's this place. It's called. Hold on. It's good though. It's really good.
He's like, hey, have you guys ever been to this place? That's it's so good. It's so good.
Two Gals.
It's
kitchen.
So good.
That's what it's called. Two Gals Kitchen. Yeah, that place is bomb. It's
how many people downtown? Work in the kitchen,
Two Gals.
I haven't. I only eat at restaurants with men.
That's it. If it's two man's restaurant, I'm in there.
I used to go eat there when I was at the co-working place.
I only Courthouse go where? Club. I only go to two fellers. Okay, not two guys. Two fellers restaurant.
If there's a bad restaurant, we'll put over a good restaurant. Courthouse Club. Listen to this mess. On toasted Italian bread, roasted turkey breast with thick bacon, cheddar cheese, seasoned tomatoes, crisp romaine, red onion, and tangy mayo.
Patrick, are you a breakfast sandwich guy, or are you like a traditional breakfast guy? Like when you go to a restaurant, like, are you more attracted?
If I go,
give me a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, no, I'm not a breakfast sandwich. I'm an omelet guy. If I go to a restaurant,
oh, you're omelet du fromage. What's your go to?
I don't know.
Are you a good old Western omelet? Give me all the bacon and the sausage and the.
It's either
grilled veggies.
It's not a Mexican omelet, but is there a Mexican omelet?
There is a Mexican omelet.
I'm sure there is.
Like,
I'm looking at one.
Like, the best omelet is one that has like salsa over top of it.
IHOP has one called the Grand, and it's got all the Mexican meats in it, chorizo,
yeah,
and chicken, and they put the salsa on top, and it's
fantastic. I think that's where.
Unfortunately, I
think,
I don't eat at IHOP anymore.
I want to say IHOP.
Oh, it was called the Fiesta Burrito. That's what it was called. Fiesta omelet. The Fiesta omelet.
I want to say Fiesta. IHOP is what got me on omelets. Is I'd get omelets when I go to IHOP.
You need to get off them omelets, man. Wait, you need to get off them omelets. Get off them.
Why?
When you're addicted.
The omelet eater.
What a funny phrase. That's what got me on omelets, man.
I went to IHOP. It was my gateway omelet.
Got me sprung.
I need one. I gotta have one. Extra cheese.
I go and I hop, and I'm like, man. Just give me an omelet. Put some salt.
Last week I tried some new one to Waffle House. I said, give me an omelet. I want it smothered, covered, delivered, and capped.
Is it bad of me that I don't eat at Waffle House?
I've eaten there before.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever eaten there before. But it's,
I think the last time. If
I have a choice, I'm not going.
The last time I had Waffle House was when we went to the mountains, Joel. That was the very last time. with the old green waffle.
Dude, I don't think I ever had more gas than ever that night.
Oh, you did. You did.
Yeah, don't bring that up again.
Yeah.
No, I'm just. That's what started the whole thing. That's why we don't eat at Waffle House no more. You know what I mean?
Man.
The green.
Crazy. Check this out. Saw a pretty funny looking animal today. Look up Tibetan fox. People are going crazy. The Tibetan fox. Look it up. Tell me what you see. Tell me what you think when you take a
sleepy
look at
fox.
This mythical creature.
I see an Asian lady.
Hey, thank you. That's exactly what I said inside. I was just hoping somebody would say it on the outside. If you could ever say, yep, that animal is from China, that is definitely animal that says
there's.
He does. Well, I don't even know what noises foxes make, but I imagine. Joel.
You do. The foxes go ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, 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 ding.
That's true. Very true. No, it's a crazy looking fox, man.
Did you guys see the YouTube video of it that says not taxidermy?
Yeah,
Tibetan fox looks like taxidermy gone wrong. It looks like somebody drew him.
He looks crazy.
It looks like somebody drew a picture of a fox.
Its head doesn't fit on. Can you pull up the Tibetan fox on right on here? Can you pull it up?
Yeah,
so everybody can see. He looks crazy. Like his body is unproportioned. And it looks like a cartoon. You know what I mean? It looks like one of those weird cartoon foxes. But it's the real deal Holyfield, man.
Let me see if my internet... Yeah, there we go.
There he is. Look at that face.
Look. Tell me that doesn't look like somebody drew them.
It doesn't look real.
You know, the one in the middle, like he's either it's really bright in Tibet.
Or it is.
Let's see. Let's look at some images.
He needs a pair of sunglasses. What he needs.
Need sunglasses. Yeah.
Look at this one at the far right.
Look at this way. Look at it. Ooh.
Stiff arm. Like Heisman
versus a marmot. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at those guys playing around. Him and his buddy.
These guys playing
having
around?
A good time. They're just having a good time.
Oh, that's how me and Nick play.
Every day. Yeah.
We call it fuck style.
I just put my...
What are y'all doing? Nothing, just playing like some foxes. Leave us alone.
We're just foxing around. That's all it is. We're just having a good old fox time. We're having a foxy time. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Weird animals, man. It's crazy. Oh,
jeez, Nick. Yikes.
Look at that maw on him, bro. He's got to get out of the universe right now. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what to say at all that.
That's a picture of Joe and Nick right there.
That's it.
Heck yeah.
That's it. We're sleepy foxer. We're just tired. We just woke up.
Look at that guy over there.
Yeah.
Look, I got it.
Is it it?
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's the Tibetan fox, man. I wanted to share that with you guys. It's like, man.
Where is Tibet?
Tibet is in China. It's a province in China.
In the mountains.
Up in the Himalayas.
That's true.
In the Himalayas.
That's true.
That's Genghis Khan country out there. Chinggis Khan. That's where he conquered the old Himalayas.
Pat,
yo.
So when what do you got going on? When's the big reveal?
Information.
Well, we're leaving Friday to go out there to sign for my apartment.
Nice. You're moving into a hostel.
To me, yeah. I am.
It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I will give updates, weekly updates once I'm there.
Remember this.
How it is. What's up?
You'll always have angels watching from above.
That's right.
So be careful. Don't.
Here's the issue is when you guys come for the weekend.
Don't be slapping it down too much.
The old ancestors.
Oh.
Because if you accidentally die.
Yeah.
And you get up to heaven and you're so excited to see them. And they're like, ew, whoa, don't touch me with those.
Ew.
Don't touch me with those. I see what you've been doing. No.
They know.
No shame.
Yeah, no shame. Yeah.
He said, man, Joel, I think we're going to change it to Joelin' off.
The
he got the crown. Sorry.
I don't know. I feel like life is just going to be work and sleep.
I believe that's true.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not, but I'm sure.
I think you'll enjoy what you're doing, so that'll be different.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting piece.
You get to go to a lot of cool places.
Yeah.
Very true.
But it's like the place, this is the cool thing, but weird thing is like if and when, because I know you guys are probably going to come visit for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Is like the place I'm staying has like a rooftop area where we can grill out.
Oh, cool.
Hang out. So, and you can see like the skyline of Nashville from it.
Oh, like Jersey Shore.
But we'll have to get a hotel room because I have one bed and a closet.
Dude, let me tell you. No, bro. I'm going to tell you something right now. I will share a bed, I'll share one blanket.
Ooh,
it's called the stack method. It's called the stack method, Pat. I lay on the bottom on my back, and then you guys lay on top of me like that. And I wrap my arms around you, and then the top person wraps his arms around us, and the middle person puts one and done.
Burrito.
And yeah, it's called the stack. It's big in Asia.
It looks just like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All we need is a couple bungee cords so we can. Attach over. So then we're like,
yeah. So don't fall off the float.
And one king size blanket. We're good. Come on, Pat.
Best thing is, we can talk all night. We're right by each other's ears.
Cheek to cheek.
Like, I'll be like this. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you see that movie yesterday?
Oh, it was awesome.
Can you guys quiet down a little bit?
Fat's like, man, can y'all shut up?
That would be the party pooper, man. Pat would be the one to ruin the stack party.
We'd be so excited. Oh, man. Me and Nick would be so excited to be sleeping stack style.
All night.
You, Pat,
would just be a party pooper. He would just be the
pissed.
The downer of the Debbies.
Have I always been the party pooper?
You know what I'd say, Nick? I'd say, next time you're sleeping on the bottom.
That's it. I feel like in my older age, I have become the party pooper, 100%.
I don't think so.
I will say this, though, Pat. Stacks are magical. Stacks are magical.
They are.
You're involved. You're in there.
We become a club sandwich.
We do become the best sleep I've ever gotten. I'm telling you, man.
Like,
you're getting the body heat and the love.
Hey,
the ones that
think about this.
Not the most.
All those buns, all that meat. All like it's yum.
Hey, you remember
people would line up for a bite.
We were reenacting the chili moments. Those don't happen in a stack. You don't get chili in a stack. All right,
there's
a good balance of heat.
You can survive.
You could overheat. You could burn to death because it's so warm.
You could colossal
friction.
What? Hey, somebody turns over the wrong direction, the whole stack is
wrong.
So it's all
that's true.
Takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it's
a talent, man.
There's so much responsibility from all three parties.
It's just what it is.
Once you fall asleep, though, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
When you wake up, though, it's a little bit weird because
it's kind of crazy.
It gets so crazy.
Good morning. Whoa, what the fudge? Good morning. Ow!
I don't want to be in the middle. I told you all this would happen. I told you guys this would happen.
That's so funny.
Oh, God.
But I can't believe.
On a serious note, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also terrified.
Why?
It's new beginnings. New beginnings are always scary at first, man. But you know, I think you'll get there. You'll get straight to it, and it'll be a breeze.
Yeah, like the fear of being able to do it has like succeeded.
I guess really the other question is, man, you really haven't lived outside North Carolina pretty much your whole life, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. It's also a new state.
Yeah. It's living here. It's weird.
It's, you know, me and Joel, you know, we ventured out early.
You guys have been around.
Yeah.
Like, I've traveled.
That's true.
I'm well traveled.
Stupid. Don't tell me I've been around. What you think this is? Denver.
I've gotten around a little bit.
You make it seem like I'm just out there. I am not out there, okay?
Yeah, my life is weird because I've traveled to a lot. Not a lot outside of the country, but I've seen most of the country.
Right.
But I've never lived outside of North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, it's new, man. It's new beginnings. We're excited for you. We got you back. We're here to support you, man.
True that.
Look at that. Look at that. So, no, we're here for you, man. Nashville's a great place to live. And honestly, you're going to feel like you're right back in Charlotte. I mean, it honestly, you're going to be like, oh, man, this is just like living in Charlotte. So,
yeah. I mean, being naive in my thought process right now, it's like legitimately like just work, then try to find the gym close by. And like, so work out, sleep. And then I'm coming home on most weekends.
Be more exciting than that, man. I mean, you're doing wrestling stuff, man. You know what I mean?
Stop trying.
You know.
Yeah, I agree. And, remember, they're always watching.
Yeah, I remember.
Make your ancestors proud.
You
don't want Big Dave looking down on you, doing dirt. Paul,
I don't know that. This is weird. Let's talk about this. I don't know that I've ever attempted to become a master at my craft. Does that make sense?
I can attest to that.
Like, I've been good. I've been good at it for a long time. But have I ever like decided that hey, I'm going to try to master this thing and be like the best?
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week. You know, staying
with good though,
realizing like what we're very good at. You know what I mean? That's a good time to figure it out.
You know? Yeah, I mean that's like
time to figure it out.
Yeah, and another. I don't want this all to be about me.
But I guess also, like, what would you consider a master of your craft? At what level do you consider yourself to be a master? Right.
Well,
is it at the level where it's like, man, I can do this with my eyes closed, or is it I can do it with my eyes closed plus a little more?
I think it's I think being one of the best at the top level. So in theory, like the next step is the top level. So how do I become one of the best producers slash editors on that team?
Yeah.
And it's, and again, it's, and it might be like we talked about before, it might be the fact that I've always done it on the side. I've never had 100% focus, 100%.
Well, I want you to know.
What is that, Nick?
It's a miniature boom mic. Sorry.
Oh.
It's, um,
but yeah,
I want you, I got some advice. Okay. She reminds me of a time when I moved to a new city and I just joined a brand new dance crew.
Right.
Okay. They were one of two. We took on another dance crew, usually at this club where it went down. But in order for me to be good, I danced in the rain. I danced with weights on my feet. I didn't eat sometimes so I could dance light, and I'd eat too much so I could dance heavy. Danced in sandals. So all I'm telling you is, edit in the rain, you know? Oh, edit in sandals. Edit naked. Sandals. Edit with your left hand. You know what I mean? Like, try a new thing.
You know what I mean?
So that's all my advice, you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, I've been there.
Oh, get it. Okay. Okay.
Ooh, I see it. I see it. You still
master.
Got it.
That's master.
Arizona, 1999.
That's master class right there.
It was. I was. I mastered that craft and walked away.
Yeah.
Walked away. No, dance just, isn't for the old.
I just say, man.
Yeah, okay, just, man,
I think you'll be able to do it, man.
Yeah, don't, dude. Get out there and just do what you do. It's
I'm not afraid. I've gotten over the afraid of stepping into that realm. Because I feel like, dude, I have so much knowledge and experience in it. It's just a matter of finding that next gear. Like, I've been in the same gear for a long time, and now it's like, okay, now let's find that next gear. And
you've been making cheddar. Now you need to make Parmesan.
Yeah. Then you got to move to the feta.
Yeah. And it's,
you know,
make that. I think that
I think
the stuff that you make is just as good as everybody, as the stuff that I see on Mondays.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean,
and it's, Tuesdays. Yeah.
It's,
I mean, I don't think there's. They don't have another
you
level.
You know how our minds work. Everything that we do isn't as good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Here's a piece of advice for you. Get there and take your time to develop getting better. Just go in and do what you do. Take time to learn it. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself when you first get there, because that's when the doubt starts to, you know, kind of settle in.
Yeah.
So just get in there and just do what you do. You're naturally good at what you do. They're going to see the work you put in. They clearly have already seen the work. I mean, you can't recommend
it.
Just be honest. I'm going to give you a tooting horn moment, right? So toot it, all right? And just do what you do, man. And you'll be just.
I think that one thing that you could do to help get you and build you up is to make up a character and show up to the office and be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't, you're from Charlotte, but you're from Charlotte.
You're from deep Charlotte.
From the Premier. Premier. How about 3.0?
That's right.
You know? Yeah. You know, like,
when they ask you what part of Charlotte, the inner city.
Someone looks at you, look at it, maybe he's like, hey, check out this edit. You're all, what is this? A joke?
You call that an edit?
God. I edit that with my toes.
My grandma.
Remember that.
My grandma.
No, I think it just you. But remember, you can have a good. You're gonna do fine, man. I wouldn't even stress. Wouldn't even stress it.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Another piece of it is, and I think we talked about this before on the podcast. Is this like, I've been on this journey forever, and like this is the final chapter, in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, there's nothing to, I mean, there is stuff to aspire to after this, but in the wrestling world, like, this is where I wanted to go, you know?
Right.
So now I'm there, show up, do good. Hopefully that's a career that I can build upon, and then I'm there for a long time. Or if not, what comes after that? you know.
Well, yeah, that's why I say, man, don't focus on that. Just come in and focus on what you can focus on. It'll come.
Remember, I mean, it'll come. That's you know, the goal
is always there, but you know, just
yeah.
You know,
if there's one positive about like Katie and the boys not going with me, it's that. I mean, there's a lot of negatives in my mind because I don't get to spend time with them, but I can like fully dive in.
Yeah,
like I can get there and it just be, hey, this is my 100% focus during the week, and I'll come home and be with family on the weekend.
There you go. Yeah, and I understand. Always a FaceTime and a phone call away. You know what I'm saying? So. No, I think you're there, man. I think you're there. Well, it's been another fantastic podcast, and we're at the end of the part of the show. But before we go, does anybody got anything else? Because I don't want to cut anybody off if they got anything else they need to say.
Remember this. I'll tell you this last thing. Remember.
Okay.
Ed in the rain. Ed in your undies.
Mm-hmm.
And the barefoot, just said it.
Man, I could. We turn it into a beat.
That's all I'm going to say.
Clap was so good. Did anybody find it weird that we all have headwear on?
And facial beards.
I just realized that.
Nick, and your beard too.
Nick, I love your beard.
I do too. I knew. I haven't got them all day.
That's true.
I knew that. It's not. Nick, come. That was the best joke I came up with for the day. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man. Look, we've had a great time. Man, just shooting the breeze on the old podcast, having a good time, just having a good time.
Yeah, definitely a freestyle podcast.
Hey, sometimes it's like that, man. Sometimes it's like that, and usually those are the best ones. We really hope somebody got something out of it today. Man, Joel, I think you said it best. Hey, edit in the rain. Use that as a metaphor for life, and that just basically means you could do it. But do it with stride, do it with love, do it with passion.
Correct.
This is part of the show where we go to our shameless plugs. We're going to start with actually me today because I never get to start on shameless plugs. So you can find me on all of your social media platforms. One, you can find me right here on Tuesday. If you need to find me anywhere else, you can find me on Instagram at the Rick Dynasty 1. I am on Twitter as the Real Juan Hogan, and of course on TikTok, which I've been extremely negligent, and I apologize, but I got to get back on track with that. You can fix me on Nick Clemency Comedy on TikTok as well as the TikTok for Tuesday, and I'm going to pass it over to Joel. Joel, you are up, sir.
All right, yeah, good times. Thank Juan, thank all.
Beautiful hair.
I just had to let it out. Thank Juan, thank all. No, you guys can catch me on TikTok, Jinx Shame, and Instagram. I don't remember. What's my Instagram? Your J Jinx. That's right. Yeah, and Facebook too. You can look it up. Joel Reyes. But thank you guys. We had a good time. Hit it. Left hand.
All right. Patrick. And as always, at Tuesday on all social media. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe and notification bell. If you're watching this on Spotify, because we put these videos on Spotify too, then please hit that follow so you get all of our new podcasts. And sooner rather than, well, in about a month, that's when we'll get to see the new setting. You'll get, everybody will get to see the hostel that I'm staying in Nashville.
Darn tootin'.
Hey, I'm going to be changing my environment too. It's going to look cooler.
Ooh. You need to build that set downstairs in the.
I am. Give me a second.
I love the hair. Joy, I'm jealous of your hair. I'm jealous of your hair and Nick's beard.
Hey, I'm jealous of Nick's beard too.
I'm not, shouldn't Nick, be. That's not a joke. I am. I want that salt and pepper.
No, brother, hold on to what you got, because once it starts seeping in, it seeps in fast.
Dude, they came out quick. I turned 40, and my mustache was like,
it's like, thunk,
it's thunk, popped down.
Yeah,
no. They definitely are, Pat.
Yeah. Yep.
Sicko.
So while we're sharing this appreciation, the biggest appreciation that we want to give to you is thank you for our listeners and everybody that follows us on all of our platforms. We hope you love it. It's at the end, towards the end of the summer, so it's still not too late to share it because a lot of people are getting some late vacations in. So make sure you share it with your people. Take us with you on the road. We'd love to join you and just keep you company as you're traveling to and fro. But you can always catch us right here. Now, Joel has promised you get to close out the show because I know you've been waiting patiently and you've been such a good boy. So we're going to let you close out the show in the way that you know.
Yay! I'm excited. Remember, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. And Pat, you got it, man.
Edit in the rain. Edit in the rain.
All night long.
Let me get a shirt made that says edit in the rain.
And we'll catch you next time right here on the Tuesday podcast. Love it, chicken.